Hello. Today we're going to talk about sets. Now you might be wondering just why we learn about sets. And it's not a bad question. Because we should know the reason for everything we do in math. Well, here's the reason. We learn about sets because they allow us to place the numbers we want to talk about in well-defined collections. Let's begin by looking at exercise number 1 on page 1 of your response booklet. In exercise 1, we see capital letter A, followed by an equal sign, followed by 5 blanks in braces. I want you to fill in these 5 blanks with the first 5 odd numbers.
Pause the player and finish the problem.
If you filled in the blanks correctly, they contain the numerals 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. This is called set notation. Notice capital letter A. We always use capital letters to name the sets. The braces, the fences on either side of the set, enclose the members of the set. 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 are called the members of the set. Notice that commas separate the members of the set so that they don't run into each other. If we didn't have commas, we might think set A had only one member, 13,579. Now let's take a look at problem 2. Let's read the problem together. B is equal to the set whose members are 0, 2, 4, 6. Set B is made up of the first blank blank numbers. How many numbers are there in set B? What kind of numbers are they? Let's fill in the blanks. Set B is made up of the first 4 even numbers. And now we have defined set B using words. The two sets we have just worked with, sets A and B, are called finite sets. They are called finite because all their members can be listed. Look now at problem 3. G equals the set whose members are T, C, A. Is set G finite? Yes or no? Write your answer in the blank. I hope you wrote yes, because set G is made up of just 3 letters. Now look at problem 4. W equals the set whose members are 0, 1, 2, 3, ... And the set is in braces. W is the set of whole numbers. Can you write the largest whole number? Yes or no? Put your answer in the blank. I hope you wrote no, because nobody can name the largest whole number. If you say 1,000,000, I'll say 1,000,001. Whatever number you say, I'll just add one more. We know there is no largest whole number. The 3 dots in set W show that the set just goes on and on indefinitely. You show this kind of set by simply writing 3 or 4 members of the set, just enough to show what the set is, and then writing ... to show that it goes on and on. This is an infinite set. You cannot list all the members in an infinite set, because there is no last member. Now let's look at problem 5. C equals the set whose members are 1, 2, 3, ... D equals the set whose members are E, J, T. Which set is finite and which set is infinite?
Pause the player and write your answers in the blanks.
Well, let's see how you did. D is finite. Set D contained just three letters. Set C is infinite. The dots in set C show that we cannot list all the members. Set C contains the set of counting numbers. And we know that the set of counting numbers goes on and on forever. Now let's go on to problem 6. I'm going to give you a description of set Z, and you fill in its members. Z is the set of months whose names start with the letter Z. Write the members. Have you named all the months and found that none of them starts with Z? If you did, you found that you can't write anything between the braces. There are no months whose names start with Z, so Z is the empty set. I think that's a good name for it. The empty set has no members. Let's look at problem 7 now. A equals the empty set. Braces with nothing between them show the empty set. Set A has how many members? Fill in the blank. I'll bet you wrote 0, and that's right. B equals the set whose member is the numeral 0. Set B has how many members? Fill in the blank. If you wrote 1, you're right. Very often when writing the empty set, people make a mistake by putting a 0 in it. That's wrong, because when a set has a 0 in it, it has a member. It's not the empty set. The empty set has no members. Which of the sets in problem 7 is empty, A or B? Write your answer in the blank. If you wrote A, you're correct. Now turn to page 2. Look at the drawing at the top of the first column. Here you see a section of a map showing Elm and Glendale streets. On each street, there are several automobiles. All the automobiles are numbered so that we can tell them apart. Look at problem 8. E is the set of cars on Elm Street. List the numerals on all the cars on Elm Street in set E.
Pause the player while you work.
The members of set E should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. If you had these numerals in some other order, you're still correct, because you don't have to list the members of a set in any particular order. In problem 9, you see set G. In set G, list the numerals of the cars on Glendale. You should have 8, 4, 9, and 10 as the members of set G. But again, you didn't have to list them in that order. Now look at problem 10. Here we see a new symbol. Maybe you know what it is. The symbol between the E and G means union. Problem 10 says E, union G. That symbol that looks like a letter U is called cup. Cup is always read as union, and union means to unite or join together. E union G will contain all the cars on both Elm and Glendale streets. Take a moment now to fill in the members of set E union G.
Pause the player and finish the problem.
Let's see how you did. The members of set E, union G, should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And remember, They don't have to be in that order. You might have wondered whether you were supposed to list four twice, since the car containing the numeral four is shown on both streets. The answer is no. You can see on the map that there is only one car with the numeral four on it. So, how can we list it twice? Even if the same member appears in both sets, we list it only once. Look now at problem 11. Here we see another symbol that may be new to you. The intersection symbol. This symbol, which looks something like an upside-down U, is called cap. E intersection G in exercise 11 means we're going to get a new set by listing the car that is on both Elm and Glendale streets. Which car is in the intersection? Write its numeral in the blank. I hope you wrote numeral 4. I think you can see that intersection is an operation in which we list just the members that appear in both sets. We call these common members. Now let's take a closer look at union and intersection in problem 12. Here we have set J and set K. Take a moment now to write first the union of J and K, then the intersection of J and K.
Pause the player and finish the problem.
Ready to check? J union K should be the set whose members are C, A, T, G, R, Y. Did you notice we did not repeat A? The letter A appears in set J and set K, but we write it only once. So the letters C, A, T, G, R, Y in any order would be correct. Now for intersection. What do these two sets have in common? The only member they have in common is the letter A. I hope you wrote that letter between the braces for J intersection K. Now we'll let you try one on your own. Look at problem 13. You see two sets, set C and set D. Look closely at the two sets, then write the union, write the intersection, and tell what the intersection is called.
Pause the player and finish the problem.
Ready to check? C, union D, is the set whose members are 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, in any order. I hope you didn't write anything in the intersection, because the intersection is the empty set. This means that sets C and D don't have any members in common. The last sentence should read, C intersection D is called the empty set. When two sets have nothing in common, we say they are disjoint sets. Sets C and D are disjoint because they have no common members. Now look at problem 14. Here we're going to learn a little mathematical shorthand, a quick way to write operations. First of all, look carefully at sets D and F. Then write the union and the intersection.
Pause the player and do that now.
For D union F, you should have the set whose members are D, OG, F, ISH. All seven letters. There is an intersection, and the intersection is the empty set, because sets D and F have nothing in common. Now for that shorthand I was talking about. That N, right under D intersection F, means number. The letter N, before the letter of a set in parentheses, means the number of members in that set. Look back at the first part of problem 14, and find out how many members there were in set D.
Pause the player and write in the numeral now.
3 is the answer. Instead of writing set D has 3 members, we simply write an N, write the letter of the set in parentheses, and then the number of members in the set. Now stop the tape and write your answers in the blanks of problem 14 on your own. Let's see how you did. Number of members in set F, 4. Number of members in set D, union F, 7. Number of members in D, intersection F, 0. Did you notice that this is like addition? 3 plus 4 equals 7. Now let's go on to page 3. At the top of column 1, you see a set of triangles and a set of squares. How many members are there in set A? How many in set B?
Pause the player and fill in the blanks for problem 15.
There are 4 members in each set. Since the sets have the same number of members, we say they are equivalent. Equivalent sets are sets which have the same number of members.
Pause the player and fill in the blanks for problem 15.
I hope you wrote equivalent. Look at problem 17. How many members are there in set C? How many members are there in set D? Turn off the player and finish exercise 17. In set C, there are 5, and in set D, there are 4. C and D are not equivalent, because one of them has 5 members, and the other has 4. Sets that do not have the same number of members are non-equivalent sets. Look at problem 18. Study sets A and B, then complete all the work in this exercise.
Pause the player and write your answers in the blanks.
Ready to check? Are sets A and B equivalent? Yes, because they each have 4 members. The intersection of sets A and B is the set whose members are the numerals 1 and 3. Sets A and B have 1 and 3 in common. And the union of sets A and B is the set whose members are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Look at problem 19. Do sets C and D have any members in common? Write your answer. I hope you wrote no. Set C and D have no members in common. Sets with no members in common are what kind of sets? Do you remember? See if you can write the answer. Here's the answer. Sets with no members in common are disjoint sets. Let's look at problem 20. Set E intersection F equals the empty set. From this equation, what can we tell about sets E and F? Think carefully and write your answer in the blank.
Pause the player.
Let's see if you put down a right answer. From the equation, we can tell that sets E and F are disjoint sets. We know this because they have no members in common. Look now at problem 21. Do sets B and E have the same members? Write your answer in the blank. Yes, they do have the same members. When two sets have the same members, they are called equal sets.
Pause the player and fill in the blank.
Of course, equal is the answer. Look at problem 22. Are equal sets equivalent sets? Write in the answer. Yes, they are, because they have the same number of members. Now let's look at problem 23. Are all equivalent sets equal sets? Look back at exercise 15. Remember, we said set A, the set of triangles, and set B, the set of squares, were equivalent. But are they equal? Write your answer. No, because they have different kinds of members. So all equivalent sets are not equal sets. Now I think you're ready to do page 4 on your own. Good luck on your work with sets. Perhaps we'll work together again soon. Goodbye for now.